To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's a Thursday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, a thirsty Thursday. So the fellas of the drive will be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown, baby.
Dirty Bay.
Oh, man. I know that Clint's going to be on one.
It's going to be packed out there, too.
I bet.
Usually bring an entourage whenever they're right. In Baytown. Yep.
So don't just go out and see Ron and Clint. Go out and see Ron, Clint, and the Sterners.
Is Mama Sterner going to be there?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I have to imagine.
Yeah. The last time they was out there, she was out there.
Yeah.
Like I'm debating on whether or not I want to make my way out to Baytown just to be around, because I have not yet experienced the Sterners, so I want to do that. But more importantly, in this moment, I want to experience what we experience every week: a conversation with the great ND Kalu, which we'll do right now. ND, what's happening, man?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing?
Hey, great, man. We are doing fantastic. I'd like to start here from a larger 30,000-foot. Perspective, because getting to talk to a defensive player every week is always great for me. I love kind of just throwing questions at you and seeing what you have. And this week, I've been trying to put this Texans defense in a historical context, and I've had such a hard time, especially because I end up being somebody who tries to use numbers to help make it work for me. And across eras, it's so hard. For you, what do you look at when you're, you know, appreciating what is a great defense on a historical scale?
You know what? I love that question, because when it comes to defense, yes, you have to look in any category, any KPI, you know, key performance indicator, you have to look at some kind of numbers. But with defense, I just like to look at the game, the tape, and the feel, because I've played on some very, very, very good defenses led by the defensive coordinator, Jim Johnson. And I thought like we were the best across the stat board. But then when we would look at the stats, I was like, whoa, we give up a lot of yards, but we didn't give up a lot of points, and we had a nasty attitude. Brian Dawkins was knocking heads off. So my point is, Reggie, is yes, you look at the numbers, but just watch the game. You know, watch the momentum shifts. Watch the big plays and when the big plays occur. Watch the idea that you have a guy who has a freaking concussion helmet on and he's laying dudes out. Like, that's an attitude. Like, when you have a guy like Jalen Petrie with the concussion helmet, the guardian angel, first of all, they look goofy as hell, but that's telling you, oh, you know what? This player is suffering, or he's coming off a concussion, and then he goes and blasts people the way he does. That lets you know, like, yeah, these dudes don't give a F. And that's something that you have to factor in when you rank defenses. This is by far the best defense in the NFL now. And historically, I would probably put them just a notch below the Ravens when they won the Super Bowl, when Trent Dilfer was a quarterback, the 1985 Bears. You know, again, I said a notch below before somebody tries to kill me on air, but this is something that you're not going to see every year.
So, Andy, I've been waiting all week to ask you this about this. You played for Andy Reid, and
yes.
You know Andy Reid. And we've been talking about, they said it even on the broadcast, well, Andy Reid is an offensive-minded coach. That's why he went for it on, fourth and 1.5 from his own 31-yard line. And maybe there's that's some of it. But I think a lot of that was he thought that might be his only chance against this defense. What were your thoughts on that? And did the Texans defense kind of get in Andy Reid's head a little bit?
Obviously not enough if he thought he was going to get a first down. Like, I'll say this, John. I wish I could give you some answer. Oh, I played for him 6 years, and this is what he was thinking. I was scratching my head even before they stopped him. I was like, hold on. Like, the way this defense has been dominating and where you are on the field and you know, you talk about where they were in the game. John, I wish I can tell you because I don't remember my 6 years playing in Philly a decision being made where I was really questioning Andy Reid. He is by far the best coach on any level that I've been around, the most successful, very organized. And when I say the best coach, I'm just talking about how organized, structured he was. Obviously, the wins and the Super Bowl, he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. But I don't know if the thought was, oof, this might be our only chance against this defense, or if he just made a mistake. Like, if I would not be surprised if you were able to talk to him behind closed doors and he said, man, I don't know what I was thinking right there, because I don't get it. I don't get it, John.
Yeah.
We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, and got the Cardinals coming up this week. And with everything we've been able to hear thus far from, you know, the principal folks talking, it's, you know, always going to be, you know, pretty congratulatory and pretty, you know, positive. How, in your experience, how much do games in which I think everybody knows that you're the better team, how much does, like, kind of that talk up at the top with the coach speak of, oh, man, it's a good team, how much does that really land at the player level? And, you know, what does that actually feel like when you're actually going into a game from that perspective?
If you have a mature team, if you have a team that really respects the NFL and respects the game, they're going to take that to heart. And look, when you look at the Arizona Cardinals, they only have 3 or 4 wins. I remember earlier in the week, they've been getting their backs beat in. Like, they've been getting their backs beat in. They're on like a 7-game losing streak. So this is a team that the Houston Texans shouldn't just beat, but they should dominate. It's okay, in my opinion, for me to say that, for y'all to say that in the Loop. But as long as the players don't believe that, I'm okay, because it's still the NFL. We've heard it, you know, any given Sunday. I believe that's one of those statements that really, truly rings true, especially in the NFL, because there can be a game where Jacoby Brissett reminds us of when he was the backup for the New England Patriots and they came here and beat the Houston Texans. If I'm not mistaken, Lopez, I know you probably remember better than I think he was third string that year, and Garoppolo obviously the starter went down, Garoppolo went down, and then Jacoby Brissett came and said, hold my Gatorade and show y'all what I can do. So I think the players are going to respect, hey, this team that we're playing, they're struggling, but they still have Josh Sweat. They still have Calais Campbell. They still have guys that, you know, if you give them a chance, they'll make plays. But with that said, look, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would put my money on the, what do they call the yields that you bet on, the spread? I'll put my money on the spread and everything on the Texans against the Cardinals.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I want to go to the other side of the ball. There were still some hiccups offensively, especially in the third quarter. There were still some head-scratching plays. Maybe, you know, the offensive line still was leaking a little bit, again, especially in the third quarter. I walked away from this game, though, thinking about C.J. Stroud making a lot of really good decisions, when to take a risk with the ball on third down or whatever, when to dirt the ball. Are you seeing a little more buy-in from C.J. Stroud?
It feels like it. It feels like he's getting a little more comfortable, and you're right. There were a couple plays where he just throws it into the dirt, and you're like, oh, you know what? That was pretty smart. That was a pretty smart decision. I still want to see that huge breakout game, maybe not against the Cardinals, save it for the playoffs or whatever game they're going to play to try to win the division. But I'm with you. It was one of those games where you're like, okay, good. He's back. He's getting back. Mm-hmm. But with the way this defense has been playing and the way the offense has been kind of sputtering along, and now they're starting to look and feel a bit more comfortable. That's all good for regular season. That's all good for securing a wild card. But I want to get back to the expectations we had before the first regular season mm-hmm. game. And I want to see that explosion in a playoff game, in a second-round playoff game where the defense doesn't have to play Hall of Fame defense. Because as great as this defense is, there's going to be one game this year where we're scratching our heads like, ooh, what happened? And it's mm-hmm. like nothing happened. Life happened. That's just yeah. even the 85 Bears. That was my favorite team when I was 10 years old in San Antonio, you know, growing up watching them. There were a couple games back then, believe it or not, I can remember where I was like, ooh, that's not the Mike Singletary-led team that I'm used to loving. So my point is, yeah, that's all cool for the regular season, but I still need to see that game. We still need to see that game. And more importantly, the Texans need to see that game where we can say, man, they won. They beat that 11-2 New England type team because of the way the offense and defense played, and not just because the defense carried them to a victory.
Andy, I feel bad because we saw you this week, and I, you know, there was things that I was like, oh, man, I should have talked to Andy about that then afterwards, but this is kind of a tough question because I think there's a lot of good answers. Who have you been most impressed by this year on this Texans mm-hmm. team? I think there's a lot of dudes to be impressed by. Who's caught your attention the most?
Okay, so the most. I hate when people ask a good question and then they rip off like three answers. So what makes it so good, you're going to have me narrow it down to one. The most impressed.
I'm not going to be upset if you do rip off three answers.
I have to go. Ooh, man. Bro.
Right?
Like I had an answer that
all right,
I was
talk us through your thought process because I'm interested in seeing like where your brain goes immediately.
Okay. So you gave me the green light. So my brain went, it has to be one of the two edge rushers. So my thought was what Will Anderson is doing right now. Then I thought, as long as Danielle Hunter's been in the game, excuse me, you know, in the NFL and the production he's still putting up, that's impressive. Then something just jumped in my head and said, hey, don't forget about Al Shire, because he's had all this negative press. The NFL's trying to villainize him, and he continues to play his game. So it's between those three. I'm going to go Will Anderson. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's literally like 7-8 guys. And forgive me, Stingley, the only reason you don't say his name because you don't hear about him. And the reason you don't hear about him is because offenses know not to test him. Yeah. So it's almost like because he's so great, he's not in the conversation. But I'm going to go Will Anderson. I just think that this is a guy, different style, and this may sound crazy, but he has J.J. Watt type talent, and we're seeing it.
By the way, I remember the game very vividly that broke little 10-year-old Andy Kalu's heart. The 1985 Chicago Bears didn't give up a touchdown, including two shutouts, in three consecutive games. And then they go to Miami on a Monday night and give up 38. They had back-to-back shutouts going into that game, 44-0 and 36-0. Then they go to Miami and lose and give up 38. Isn't that crazy?
And you know how I know that's the game?
I remember it.
It was Monday night, and I had to sneak to watch the rest of it because we all know with Nigerian parents, Monday yes. night, I'm supposed to be studying. So I had to sneak to watch the rest.
Wow, it's a school good night. You should be sleeping with your news on your book.
I remember that game so vividly. It was Marino.
That's a great call.
It was Marino, and I was like, how did that happen? They give up back-to-back shutouts. Hadn't given up a touchdown in a month.
Hey, Andy, I've been curious because I know you're out in these Houston streets doing your business and such. Have you felt like an uptick of people just like stopping you to talk about the Texans at all? Like, what have those conversations been like?
Oh, especially the other, because I still jump on other airwaves in different markets, mm-hmm. different cities. And early on, obviously, when they're 0-3 and, you know, week 4 or 5, they're kind of like, oh, you're Texans. What can you say good about them now? You know, acting like some jerks. But now they're kind of hat in hand and, hey, these Texans are great. Like, yeah. You've always knew that the defense. So you feel the respect, to answer your question. You feel the respect. A lot of my contractors, early on, they weren't wearing the Texan sweatshirts that I've given them, but now they're breaking them back out and like acting like they never gave up on the team. So you definitely, especially around the office, you definitely feel that the respect for this defense is through the roof, and they feel like it could carry the team to where they need to go.
Allow them to get back on the bandwagon. We got room.
Hell, I'll allow them.
We got room. Yeah. All right, and I hope you feel the respect whenever you jump on with us. We love being able to talk with you, Chief.
Yeah.
Chief Andy Kalu, who joins us every week. We appreciate you, man.
I feel the respect and the love, and it's mutual. So appreciate y'all. Y'all keep up the good work.
There he is, Andy Kalu.
Yeah.
Always joining us here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 on a Thursday.
That was great. I'm glad he brought that. I do. Is there going to be a game? Is there going to be a game?
Like the 38-point Monday night game?
Yeah.
If there was one. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about that a little bit because I do need to get out in this break here. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Rail 610. I want to answer that question, but also we'll talk about what's popping, including the Rockets back in action. We'll do that next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.